Hello, it's Mr. and Mrs. Munson here again from Astrology Boo with the stars for March 2014. Mrs. Munson, where do we begin?
Let's start with Pisces.
Water signs and sign of the moment.
Yeah, definitely the sign of the moment. And it's quite an emotional and articulate month for Pisceans. They've got the long-term Chiron and Neptune in the first house, which is making them feel all stirry-uppy.
Stirry-uppy.
And we start March with a new moon in Pisces, so it's a very, very magical month for them. So I see them putting their attentions and intentions into practice.
Excellent.
Their dreams could come true this month.
Have an excellent month and birthday, because there's a lot of Pisceans, obviously, with birthdays around now. Happy birthday to you. Next water sign.
Let's have a look at Cancerians.
Excellent.
It's a good month for Cancerians because Jupiter, which is actually in Cancer at the moment, is going direct again. So you're going to feel a lot more confident in yourself. Your personality is going to come across in an exuberant and optimistic way.
Because normally I'm quite shy.
Yeah, you're going to be feeling more yourself again. You felt a little bit restricted recently.
Brilliant.
What's great about this is your creativity is given a lot more structure this month, and also your ideas and beliefs and trust in life is strengthened quite considerably too.
I am looking forward to feeling myself this month. Last of the water signs, Scorpio.
Well, Scorpio, you've got Saturn in your first house at the moment, and that's making you quite serious about things. And Saturn's just going retrograde, which means it's appearing to go backwards, which means you're feeling a little bit more restricted than usual. So any self-development, any ground you've got recently, you're having to go back over. It's almost like you're rewriting the rules on how you come across in life. So you're really rejigging who you are and how you come across at the moment. It's a very intense time.
Brilliant. Okay, those are the Astrology Boo forecasts for the water signs. Which element should we look at next?
Why?
I'm almost sounding like an astrologer.
Which one would you like to go to?
Let's go to air signs, I think.
Okay, let's go to air signs. Let's start then with Gemini. Because you could be forgiven for thinking that there's not much going on in Gemini's lives at the moment. There's not...
You only got to look at a Gemini to think that, haven't you?
No, they're full of ideas and full of inspiration all the
time.
That's
what I meant.
And what's... You know, one great thing is they're feeling a little bit more passionate again. So whereas they've been feeling like they've been on hold a little bit for a while, their passions are reawakening this month. And I can also see that rather than going hell for leather with their passions, they're able to plan them. So they're taking the time a little more. And I would also say that their work is shaping up quite nicely. They've been quite serious about getting the job done, which for them is quite a task because they're so changeable.
Nice March for you then.
Yeah, things are shaping up nicely.
Yes, less hell, less leather.
Yes.
By the sounds of it. Okay, yes. Is it Libra next?
Yeah, let's have a look at Libra.
So yes, how are the scales of Libra looking for March 2014?
Well, Librans have been a little bit spiky of late, which is really unusual for them. They've been a lot more direct and a lot more fiery. They've had Mars going through their first house, which is making them come across as a lot
more... Nothing worse.
It's making them a lot more assertive and much more likely to stand up for themselves. But this month sees Mars going retrograde. We've got quite a lot of retrograde action this
month. I've heard this.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what this is meaning is that they're going to be able to temper some of their fire, and they're going to be able to hold their tongue a little bit more. So where they have problems with people and how they're viewed, they're just going to bide their time a little bit and try and stay a bit more balanced. In the last couple of months, they've flown off the handle.
So those scales have been a bit wobbly.
They've been a bit wobbly. They're forcing themselves to stay balanced this month, so they're biding their time a bit more. They're taking a deep breath and counting to five.
Okay, so then last of the air signs, which of course is...
Aquarius.
You you could be forgiven for thinking that Aquarius is a water sign, which is a mistake a lot of people make.
Yes.
I say a lot of people, I make that mistake.
Yeah. Well, they come across as... They are the water bearer, so it comes across as...
And is March 2014 the age of Aquarius?
We're entering into the age of Aquarius at the moment.
Hmm.
But it's a whole
song coming on.
It's a generational thing. Anyway, Aquarians, their self-expression, again, a little bit like Librans, their self-expression has been a little bit fiery, but a lot more independent. And they've had Uranus going through their third house of communications. So that has, you know, really put a fire under how they communicate and how they get on.
Fire in Uranus.
It really emphasises how they are standing up for themselves in their local community with their brothers and sisters, neighbours. So they are a lot spikier, and their relationships with people have been forged on very active and open discussions, which haven't always gone down too well. But what is happening is they're softening their values at the same time. So I can see that they're actually softening their values throughout March, with the sun going through their second house. They're going to be thinking a lot more about their self-worth.
So they're all a year older as well, aren't they? All just celebrated a birthday.
Yeah, they have, yeah. So hopefully...
Good, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. Well done.
Okay, let's move on to those pesky earth signs with astrologyboo.com with Mr. and Mrs. Munson.
Okay, let's start with Taurus then. Now, Taurians at the moment... They've been thinking a lot more about the deeper issues in life with Pluto and also with their natal,
Come on, spit it out.
Venus, their ruler, has been going through the ninth house, which has been making them, be attracted to a lot more different people.
Mm.
They've drawn in a whole bunch of new friends from different countries, different belief systems and stuff. So they've been thinking very, very deeply about everything. But what's happening this month is Venus, their ruling planet, is going into the 10th house, which is going to give them a bit of a bunk up in their career, so to speak.
Excellent.
So it's almost like they're able to just jump ahead a little bit, or they've got a month of shining. You know, they're going to be looking quite good.
Shine on, you crazy Taurians.
Yeah, and also they've got some very good contacts available to them in March.
Very good. Virgo.
Virgo.
Doing it like a pro here, aren't I?
You really are.
I was trying to think what the other earth sign is while you're doing Virgo.
Capricorn.
Oh, yeah.
So, Virgo. Well, one thing that's very good for you is from the first, from the start of this month, your ruling sign, Mercury, is going direct again, so there's no more Mercury retrograde, which means you're going to be feeling a lot more yourself. You're going to be able to think quite clearly and not have to worry so much about everything. One thing I would say is you've got the full moon in your own sign this month on the 16th, and that's a time when you're going to be feeling extremely sensitive to what's going on around you. So if your life's going quite smoothly, make the most of it and party and feast and get very excited. But if you are a little bit upset or a little bit tense, which can happen with Virgos, especially after a retrograde period, because you'll be wanting to get all those ideas and thoughts and whatnot out there. So okay. just be careful and watch your
Virgo.
Energy levels.
Be steadied out there.
Yeah, also Mercury has been in your sixth house of health as well. So just take it nice and steady, nice and slow.
Okay, those goatee Capricornians.
Capricorn, they are going through some really big life changes, and this has been going on for at least, 4 years. And now Pluto's getting to a stage now where things are really starting to catalyse. So most Capricorns at the moment have had a few bad years behind them, or, you know, some big changes, and they're starting to catalyse. Now, they've had Venus going through the first house, which over the last month has been making them feel a little bit more like a local personality. You've been getting the eye from sexy strangers in the street and this, that and the other. But from... around about the 6th of this month, what you'll like and what you'll be feeling is that your value, your self-worth is going through the roof. You're feeling a lot more valued in yourself. And I would also say that your networks are strengthening. You've got Saturn in your 11th house, which is bringing in some very strong contacts. Now, that and the Venus thing can really strengthen your sense of yourself, and I think that's a really good thing.
Okay, these are the stars for March 2014 with, you can hear Mrs. Munson there. I am Mr. Munson of astrologyboo.com, and we move on to the fire signs now. Let's lead with Leo.
Okay, well, Leo's, you've got a quite an interesting month this month, because the sun is going through your eighth house, which is a place of big changes, big decisions, often long-term decisions. And so I'm thinking that this is a time for you to actually get a very clear path of where you're going. You've also got Neptune and Chiron going through there as well, which shows that you've got some very big dreams about living your life differently. And you've also come across a little bit of reticence from other people. So you've had some things to mull over, but this is the month for you to make some big decisions. You've also got some very crazy friends around you, and they're bringing in a new sense of independence with your belief systems. So it's a pretty good month. This month in particular as well, you've got Venus in your seventh house of relationships, which is starting off the month with, well,
possibilities for love.
Definitely possibilities for love. And then sort of further on in the month, you've got more possibilities for sexual liaisons.
Good heavens.
Yes,
right, okay.
Yes, yes.
All right, so if you've been waiting for Aries, now is the time for you, Aries. I'm obviously finishing with the Sagges.
Yes, I was going to say, why are we last? So anyway, Aries, well, you like to stir things up normally, don't you, Aries? And you have been a little bit more forthright over the last couple of years. You're feeling extremely independent. The call of the wild is ringing in your heart and in your head and your mind. You are really living your life in the way that you want to do. What I will say for this month is this is one where you're actually taking a bit of a back seat, which is uncharacteristically, it's just not you at all. But you have some things to mull over. You're coming up to your birthday, like from the, I think, the 19th, you're going to be celebrating your birthday at the very earliest for those early, early Aries. So what this represents is this kind of sobering summing up of your last year. So I see you thinking and being a little bit more private than usual, and being a bit more sexual in secret.
Lord, there's a lot of sexiness
going
on,
isn't there? There's a lot of passion for the fire signs.
Right, okay, and finishing with the final, ultimate fire sign, you might say, Sagittarians, of which you are one.
Of which I am one of many. Well, Sagittarians, you've got your ruler Jupiter in Cancer in the eighth house at the moment, which again is a place of big decisions. And Jupiter has this habit of really exploding things and making things seem really, really over the top. Now, Jupiter has been going retrograde, is now going to be going direct from the sixth. So from the sixth, your plans will actually start to coalesce. You can actually rest assured that your plans will start moving again. And I would say it's a good month to just move forward. Just keep moving forward. The sun this month is in your fourth house, which shows that things should stabilise at home a little bit before moving into your fifth house, which it emphasises romance, but also your natural creativity. So enjoy yourself and just, you know, allow those big plans to come to fruition.
Excellent. That's the stars for March 2014 from Mrs. Munson there of astrologyboo.com. If you want to find out more about astrology or get a private reading, go to astrologyboo.com. Thank you very much, Mrs. Munson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Munson.
Bye for now.
Bye.